Mzansi, you are listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzansi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by One IFRA, the global organization for the world's press. I'm your host, Duncan Masiwa, and welcome to episode 479, powered by Furmo Feeds. Now, in this episode, we meet Dr. Yusuf van Weinghardt, technical manager at Furmo Feeds, and he's joined by Northwest young livestock farmer Thabo Di Tagwe. Now, farming on 790 hectares near the Kalahari Desert, Thabo shares his journey toward becoming one of South Africa's youngest black stud breeders, raising high-value Bonsmara bull. In the episode, we discover how Furmo Maxiwool and Phosphate Block help keep his herd healthy and productive. Dr. Yusuf also explained Furmo's extensive farmer support and offers insight into product benefits, best practices, and the future of livestock nutrition. Dr. Yusuf, I must say, by now I feel like I'm a qualified farmer.
Surely you must be now. Thanks for having me again.
Lovely having you again. In this episode, we're talking Furmo Maxiwool and Furmo Phosphate Block in this episode. As always, you've been helping us better understand these products, their benefits, best uses, even helping us better understand how to store these products. But maybe let's start the conversation here. Furmo's nationwide sales and technical teams engage daily with farmers in order to understand the specific needs of their enterprises. What kind of customer support does Furmo offer to livestock farmers?
Yeah, Furmo is renowned for its, let's call it, technical strength in the field. We've got three technical managers that does field work, and then one or two in the factory. We've got quite a big sales team, between 30 and 40 in the field across South Africa. And the kind of customer support that we provide is not just in the form of a sale, but in the build-up towards that is we want to add value to the farmer's business. Without the farmer, there's obviously no Furmo. So it's a kind of a partnership that we go into. And in terms of adding values, we look at the whole production cycle on farm level, the whole business, and then try to see where we can add value over and above the product. So we're not just hammering on product, but if we see these, for instance, if the farmer is in the crop business as well, we try to get information on that, or on the disease side and so on. And if we don't know the answers, we get other experts involved to help out. And then after-sale support and services is also extremely important. So we don't just do the sale and leave the farmer. We continuously involve and see how we can grow this business of the farmer to the next level. For instance, it starts off with 10, 20, 30 or 100 odd cattle. And what is the next step? We help them understand the market outside. Do you need to go feedlot? Do you need to sell your weaner calves? So we help them with that decisions, and we take that right through to the end. And Furmo is really proud of their kind of customer support or customer service that they do provide to the client.
Sounds fantastic. In the previous episode, we met Ben Otukile, who's based in the Northwest. We're staying in the Northwest with this episode with Thabo Di Tagwe, who ensures he keeps his herd healthy and happy by using Furmo Maxiwool and Furmo Phosphate Block. Could you break down the benefits and specific applications of these two products, maybe starting with Maxiwool?
Maxiwool is our flagship product in the small stock industry, specifically focusing on production, but maintenance as well. We do have a little Furmo Maxiwool range on this specific farm. I'm not sure if it's a block or a concentrate, but we can go through the general stuff of Furmo Maxiwool. So the product has been developed and formulated and trialed to maximize not just the wool production, but milk production, colostrum, and also your reproduction of your small stock on the farm. By doing that, we're also ensuring that you're actually getting maximum out of that ewe in terms of your lambing percentage. So this whole process starts off with by feeding Furmo Maxiwool at the stage of before you mate the animals, where you put the ram to the ewe. Then you start with flush feeding and you go through that cycle you can actually use Furmo Maxible, as I mentioned, as a maintenance leak as well, where you just reduce your intakes. And with the Maxible concentrate, you mix it with salt only. And you go through that process. And as soon as you arrive there at that late pregnancy phase, 4 to 6 weeks before lambing, then you start to increase your intake of your Furmo Maxible product that you're using. If you're using the concentrate, you're going to use a mix where you're going to not just add salt, but a maize component as well to make it a kind of a production leak. And that's how you stimulate milk production and colostrum production as soon as you started lambing. And that's really the focus of Furmo Maxible. And recently, we've done major improvements in this whole range, Furmo Maxible range. And if I talk about the range, there's a Furmo Maxi block with the advantage of weather resistance. You've got the Furmo Maxible concentrate where you mix your own mixtures that you have available in your farm. And then we've got the Furmo Maxible Ready Mix, which is a meal form. It's in the name, no need to mix anything. You just throw it out. So it's a Furmo Maxible Ready Mix is similar to the Furmo Maxible block. Obviously, the one is a block, the one is a meal. And then the fourth one there is Furmo Maxible Production Pellets. So then we're pressing it into pellets. So we're really making sure that we offer all different types of Maxible to the farmer to ensure that it fits in wherever it works best practically for the farmer. That's Maxible in a nutshell. And the added benefits that we've done there over the years is we took some research from the dairy side and we started implementing it on the sheep side with very good results. For instance, increased milk production, increased lambing percentage, etc. And all that technology sits there in Maxible ready for you to use.
Let's paint a picture for our listener. How do each product, that being Maxible and Phosphate Block, support the health and productivity of a farmer such as Taburi Tahwe, who has cattle and goats? How do these products support that?
In the Furmo Maxible range, as mentioned, we're focusing there on production and then maintenance during the winter time. And if we link that up to health and productivity, that whole product is formulated for productivity. As mentioned before, you're producing more milk, more colostrum, healthier lambs, more wool. And then on the health side, there's some ingredients we added there in the Maxible range that actually helps the lambing process and prevents milk fever. And in effect, doing that, you're actually reducing the risk for all other kind of metabolic diseases, such as ketosis, or the common Afrikaans word there is, everybody knows it as domsiekte, and a few other that we're actually reducing with the use of Furmo Maxible. And we have Furmo Phosphate Block. That's going to be your block form of your 12P plus salt. And once again, the advantage of the block, it's weather resistant. You move it around with ease. It's a kind of a practical thing for the farmer. Where this product fits in, the Furmo Phosphate Block, is on green pastures. You'll see the packaging of this product is green, which refers to the type of felt where you're going to use it. So that would be in the summertime. After the rains, more or less 1 month after good rains, then you start using your phosphate block. And that would be a maintenance supplement in the summer when your ears are dry, meaning the lambs have been weaned or so. Then you start using this product. And the same advantage, as mentioned in a previous episode with Furmo Rumo by 12P, is all the same benefits sits in this Furmo phosphate block with your added trace mineral components, your rumen-protected vitamin A, your magnesium. There's really a lot of vitamins and minerals going into this block. And it's one of our flagship summer supplements that we have at Furmo.
Now, in a separate interview with Food from Zanzi, Thabo Ditahwe had this to say.
I started using them since 2014, 10 years now. It was actually recommended by my mentor when I visited him on his farm. So he's the one actually that recommended me to use products from Furmo. What I have noticed is that my whole herd is in good condition, quite well. The body squares quite well for mating season. And I've seen good milk in my heifers. Remember, with heifers, you will struggle a bit with milk. But since using these products, I've seen good milk and stronger cows that will still grow faster. And I've also seen it with my open heifers. Normally, after weaning, I give them these production leaks. So I have seen a bit of faster growth since using these products.
Dr. Yusuf, thanks to the power of technology, I've just on the side of our conversation confirmed with Thabo that when it comes to the Furmo Maxible, he uses both the concentrate and the block. just to answer your question there in the beginning, are there any precautions or considerations farmers should take when introducing these blocks to their herd? Because I suppose it's not just about waking up one morning and deciding that I'm going to add these products to my feeding schedule.
This adaptation, once again, is very important. And we're talking about ruminants such as cattle, sheep and goats. And when you start introducing any of these two blocks, specifically if we talk about Fumol Maximal block, because it contains a urea component, there is a bit of a risk. So you need to adapt the animals gradually. So according to the feeding instructions, your daily intake on the Fumol Maximal block depends on if you're going to use it for maintenance or for production. So it can range anything from 100 to 350 grams per animal per day. So my advice when you start off feeding this block, and the recommendation usually say you put down one block for 25 sheep or 25 goat, rather double up on that animals for at least 2 weeks. So put out one block on 50 small stock. Do that for 2 weeks, and that would be a good adaptation phase to do. And then always remember not to put your leek directly next to your water source. Put it on the opposite side. Otherwise, animals will just lay there. They will eat the supplement, drink water. They'll do that routine and forget about grazing. And at the same time, their leek intakes will be higher than recommended. And then you might sit with some issues there. So very important, put your leeks far away from your water resources and double up on the amount of animals to one block for the first 2 weeks for adaptation. And you can do that same cycle for your phosphate block as well.
I always wonder whether there are any long-term financial benefits to using any of these products. If I use these products on a consistent basis, could I see reduced veterinary costs or improved reproductive outcomes? What are your thoughts there, Dr. Yusuf?
Yes, I mean, if you're on a continuous supplemental cycle, we like to call it the three-phase leek program, where you have your three distinct categories, with the one starting in the summertime, a month after good rains, and you start with your mineral supplement, your phosphorus supplement. That's where your food wall phosphate block will come into play. And then as soon as the first frost hits here in late autumn, then you're going to move over to a protein leek or protein supplement. In this case, a target would be the Fumol Maximal block that it would supplement that 100 grams per animal per day. And then you move over to your third category, and that's the end of winter, the start of spring, before you start having good rain. So that's your most risky time in the year, because the quality of the pasture or the felt is low. The availability is also low. That's where your Fumol Maximal block also kicks in, but at a higher intake compared to early winter, where you fed it at 100 grams. Now you're going to up it maybe to 250 grams, maybe 300 grams per animal per day. And depends on the production cycle of the animal. If the animal is in its late pregnancy stage or it's used with lambs, then you're going to need to up your intakes there. And by following this leek program, which is a complete leek program, you would definitely reduce your, let's call it, your veterinary costs over time, because, I mean, your animals would be constantly in excellent body condition score. They won't be underweight. Their immune system will be 100% responsive and functional. So the risk of those animals getting a metabolic disease would be very low. So by implementing this leek program, you're actually reducing your veterinary costs, reducing your mortalities at the end of the day. So there's definitely a benefit in following a complete leek program.
We mentioned in one of the previous episodes about storage. You briefly touched on the subject. Are there any special considerations for handling these blocks, I suppose, in different weather conditions or storage environments?
The blocks, you'll store them similar to your meals, as mentioned before, which comes in your 50 kg bags or your 40 kg bags. Blocks, you also stack them maybe just three stacks high, not higher. Otherwise, we're talking about safety risks. And then also in a dry store or a place with a roof covering, just to prevent direct rainfall for storage purposes. But once you put it in the field, there's no special considerations or handling of anything of these, because they are weather resistant and they will actually keep performing and giving you results, even though it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's just dry, it doesn't matter. These blocks have been formulated to be quite rigid and flexible. for these circumstances. So it just comes down to the correct storage of these products, similar to how you would store any other kind of feed, trying to prevent it from getting wet and direct sunlight.
Dr. Yusuf, you know, we've come to the end of our series in the Furmo Feeds campaign. In our first episode, I mentioned that Furmo Feeds has been enabling farmers to strategically feed their livestock for more than 60 years. What are Furmo's future plans for innovation in livestock nutrition? And how does it plan to continue supporting South African farmers in the next decade and beyond?
We want to be in this South African animal feed market for another 60 years. And by making that possible, we need to stay innovative, as you mentioned. And how are we going to do that? I mean, we do have an excellent research and development program in place, and you can only stay ahead and innovative by taking information that you get on an international platform, do trials, and then you need to do 5-6 trials or 5-6 new products, of which maybe only one will be successful. So one will fail going forward, but the only way to actually move forward is to do more research and development. And that's continuously what we're doing, because we want to add more value to the farmer. I mean, the environment is changing, and the only way to be there in the future is to be flexible. That's what Furmo is doing. We are flexible. We're doing research. We always focus on the farmer to make sure and he makes his business a major success.
That was, of course, Dr. Yusuf van Veenhaar, technical manager at Furmo Feeds, joined by Northwest livestock farmer Tabo Ditahwe. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.